Chapter 3. They came for me 3 days later. I had gone to our family school early in the morning as usual. I didn't find the schoolwork particularly hard, but it was sometimes boring. We were working on the three-word classic, a rhymed reader, which opened with the statement that human nature was good. The book then went on to outline Chinese history. Although the reader was meant for children, we couldn't understand it very well because it had been written in the 13th century, and its language was very different from ours. As usual, the teacher didn't try to explain the meaning, but just ordered us to memorize the text. We droned on and on in unison, reciting the text without understanding it. Next came the part I enjoyed: brush writing. I loved the smell as I rubbed the ink stick in the little pool of water to make a thick black ink. My cousin, Big Uncle's youngest son, spilled ink on his worksheet and tried to hide the puddle by putting his sleeve over it. Of course, that just made the mess worse. Big Uncle was so harsh toward his children that they always tried to hide whatever they did. That made them sly, which was the reason I didn't like them very much. When school was over, I played in our courtyard and watched a beetle crawling around in a pot of chrysanthemums. Mother, my ama, and two maids moved in very quietly, and I didn't hear their approach. They caught me before I had a chance to run and hide. Mother's hands came down firmly on my shoulders.
"Come on, Eileen," she said. "It's time."
"Time for what?" I asked. As they dragged me to my room, I wondered which of my misdeeds was catching up with me. Talking back in a saucy manner to the teacher in the family school? Putting an earthworm in my ama's bowl of noodles? Hiding all eldest sister's underclothes just when she was packing her trunks to take them to her future husband's house? But instead of scolding me when they reached my room, my mother said in a gentle voice, "Remember, this is something we all go through. It's part of growing up." My heart began to beat faster. I wasn't sure I wanted to grow up. Then I saw the strips of white cloth folded neatly on my bed, and I guessed what was going to happen.
"No, no!" I cried. "I don't want my feet bound."
"It doesn't hurt," said Mother.